The California State Park System is vast, comprising of more than 270 park units. The ecosystems and wildlife found in each park is diverse and representative of the unique natural wonders that exist in California. From old-growth redwood groves to Miwok villages, our state parks contain not only the history of man, but also of nature. Recently, our state parks have come under the gun, and the connection to our natural and cultural past is under threat. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we take a look at the closures of our California state parks. Welcome to Bay Birds. Due to the current economic conditions, the governor's office is slated to close 25% of California's state parks. These closures will lay off many state park employees, which will inevitably lead more people down the path to unemployment. Along with laying off many workers, the closures also mean that the public will no longer be allowed to explore these beautiful landscapes. Instead, the closed state parks are to be left alone and lay fallow. Although the reason behind these closures is purely economic, their effect will hurt far more than any budgetary deficit. By closing the doors to many state parks, our government is closing the doors to a place of wonder and education. While the grandiose national parks are few and far between, state parks can be found all over California. In fact, if you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, you might not be too far from one yourself. These places provide a weekend refuge from the 9-to-5 world most of us live in. State parks also provide an invaluable educational tool, a natural haven where we can take our children to learn and wonder at the great expanses of nature. These places meant so much to me as a young child and have led me down a path to protect wild places like our state parks. And now that the parks are under threat of closure and cannot speak for themselves, we must speak in their place. State parks, while providing a refuge from our fast-paced urban world, also provide a valuable habitat for many species of plants, animals, and fungi. Although the closures don't mean an eviction notice for all their inhabitants, the state park system will not receive any new funds for service projects in closed parks. No more trail maintenance, for there will be no hikers to enjoy the trails. No restoration projects to ensure that native species have a place to thrive in a world filled with invasives. And no more rangers protecting our state parks from detrimental environmental practices that could leave these places ecologically destroyed. In a positive light, these closures give control of the land back to the natural world. But while the natural world lives on under lock and key, the public is forced to watch from the outside looking in. The mission statement of the California State Parks is simple and clear: to provide for the health, inspiration, and education of the people of California by helping to preserve the state's extraordinary biodiversity, protecting its most valued natural and cultural resources, and creating opportunities for high-quality outdoor recreation. At one time, this statement spoke to me as a Californian. It meant that parks were protected for me and for all residents of our state. But now it seems that these parks can't be protected from everything or everyone. In 2001, the California Department of Parks and Recreation released the Strategic Visions of California State Park, entitled The Seventh Generation. The name is derived from a great law of the Iroquois Nation, which states, "In our every deliberation, we must consider the impact of our decisions on the next seven generations." It's hard to believe that any thought of the well-being of the next seven generations was taken into consideration when they decided to close the doors to knowledge and understanding of our natural world. If you are saddened by the loss of many of our state parks, you aren't alone on this issue, and there may be hope after all. With potential closures on the horizon, many local nonprofit organizations, such as Land Paths based out of Sonoma County, are adopting state parks to keep their gates open after the state has shut down funding. Audubon California is also doing its part to rally Californians behind this issue. Under the Speak Out for State Parks tab on their website, Audubon California has drafted a letter opposing the closures of state parks to be mailed to your state representatives and senators, as well as the governor himself. To voice your opposition to these park closures, visit the Audubon California website at ca.audubon.org and personalize your message to your state lawmakers. To do your part on a local level, head to LandPass website at landpass.org and pledge to keep Annandale State Park open, as well as sign up for volunteer opportunities to help keep state parks running. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from the Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.